开头的时候啊，我们还是先一同来读一些主的话。
I think at the very beginning, let's start with some of the words of the Lord.
请弟兄姊妹打开以弗所书第三章。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
我们读第九节。
Verse 9.
又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排。
Ephesians 3 and verse 9. To make all see what is the ministry, administration of the mystery, which from the beginning of the angels.Has been hidden in God.
这里说又使众人啊，就是包括我们在内。
Which makes all see that includes all of us.
神有一个奥秘，一个心意，但是他愿意他所有神的儿女们都能明白。
Now God has a mystery, has a will, and He wants all of His children to know it.
所以昨天我们讲过，保罗呢说他。在神的恩典中他怎样明白这个奥秘。
So yesterday we mentioned that in God's grace, God made Paul understand this.
他自己称自己是弟兄中最小的。
Paul calls himself, he is less than the least of all the saints.
比大家都小。
He is less than all.
所以他能明白就所有人都能明白。
Therefore, if he's able to understand, then all should be able to.
我希望弟兄姊妹们，我们有这个信心。
So, brothers and sisters, I hope all of us have the same faith.
我年轻的时候啊
，When I was young,
我总是感觉啊，我们所能知道的就是一点点浅浅的真理。
I always felt what we could understand is just a little shallow truth.
那个深奥的真理都是那些大弟兄他们可以明白的。
Only those great brothers can understand those profound truths.
啊，弟兄姊妹，其实这是一个错误的思想。
Brother and sister, this is a wrong idea.
但这个思想影响我很多年。
But this very thought has impacted me for so many years.
其实后来我22岁的时候，主点活我里面的眼睛。
And when I was 22 years old, the Lord.Opened my eyes.
我就明白了主的心意。
And then I understood God's will.
但是因为我有这个心理在。
Because I had this kind of sentiment in my heart.
我不敢讲，我不敢说我看见明白了。
I wouldn't dare to say that I understand it and I've seen it.
所以呢，我总是要很谦虚说，哎呀，我还是不懂，我还是不明白。
So always humbly, I have.To say that I don't understand it, but in truth, I do understand it.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你要有这个信心啊。
So beloved, let you also have the same faith.
这里既然说是众人，就包括了所有蒙恩的圣徒在里面。
Since the verse says all, which includes all the saints who.
不过你我呢，要靠主的恩典，不是凭我们头脑能明白的。
Of course, it's by God's grace. It's not by our own.Brain.
我们再读十一节。
Now we will read verse 11.
这是照神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
According to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这个旨意呢是在基督里面定的。
This purpose is accomplished, ordained in Christ Jesus.
那么好，那我回头看创世纪。
Now we come back to Genesis.
第一章
Chapter 1.
创世纪第一章 第二节
Verse 2.
地是空虚混沌渊面黑暗神的灵运行在水面上
The earth was without form and void and darkness was on the face of the deep and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters.
第三节
Verse 3.
神说要有光就有了光
Then God said, Let there be light, and there was light.
神看光是好的就把光暗分开了
And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness.
神称光为昼，称暗为夜，有晚上，有早晨，这是头一日。
God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day.
第七节。
Verse 7.
神就造出空气，将空气以下的水，空气以上的水分开了，事就这样成了。
Then God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
神说地要发生青草和结种子的菜蔬，并结果子的树木，各从其类，果子就包着核，事就这样成了。
Then God said, Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth, and it was so.
于是地发生了青草和结种子的菜蔬，各从其类，并结果子的树木，各从其类，果子都包着核，神看着是好的。
And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind, and God saw that it was good.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
神就造出大鱼和水中所滋生各样有生命的动物，各从其类，又造出各样飞鸟，各从其类。神看着是好的。
So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every wind bird according to its kind, and God saw that it was good.
二十四节和二十五节。
Verses 24 and 25.
神说地要生出活物来，各从其类，牲畜、昆虫、野兽各从其类，事就这样成了。于是神造出野兽各从其类，牲畜各从其类，地上一切昆虫各从其类，神看着是好的。
Then God said, Let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth, each according to its kind.And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good.
我想在进入我这个要交通的这个题目之前啊。
I think before I enter into the very topic, I would like to fellowship with you.
我请弟兄姊妹记住两个名词。
Brothers and sisters, I would like you to remember two terms.
一个名词叫做通则，就是这个通就交通的通啊，原则的则，通则。
One is the principle of fellowship.
这个叫做 general principle.
General principle.
啊，英文的 general principle.
General principle.、
啊、然后第二个 词呢叫做特例。
The second term is a specific example.
或者叫special 特例啊。
Special cases.
Special case. Okay. 啊，记住一个是 general principle， 一个是 special case。
So one is general principle, the other is special cases.
那么什么是通则呢？
What is the general principle?
在圣经里我们可以看见真理的启示就是通则。
The revelation of the Spirit is called the general principles.
什么是特例呢？
What are the special cases?
真理的实行就是特例。
That is the practice of the, the truth.
啊，所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
这次主借着钟弟兄跟我两个人在这里一同服侍这个聚会。
Thank the Lord that the Lord used Brother Zong and myself to minister to you at this conference.
那么我的重点在通则。
My focus is on this general principles.
我们的弟兄讲是特例。
And our brother is focusing on special case.
我再稍微做一点点解释。
Let me explain it a step further.
我们知道我们的神做事情。
We know that when our God works,
他有一定的原则。
He has his specific principles.
神是完全根据他的原则来行事。
And God does things completely according to his principles.
那么今天呢？
So today,
我们需要明白什么是神的原则。
So today we need to understand what is God's general principles.
所以这个通则呢，是支配神工作的一个总原则。
So this general principle is the very principle that dominates all of God's work.
这是非常重要的。
This is extremely crucial.
使徒保罗就得着了这个启示。
And Apostle Paul has received this revelation.
他明白了在创造万物之神里面的奥秘是如何安排的。
He has understood what's the administration of this God who has created all things.
所以他在地上的侍奉完全根据神自己的定规。
Therefore, his services on earth are completely according to God's principles.
我昨天已经讲过
I have said it yesterday
2000年教会的历史
In the 2000 years his
为什么教会在地上一再的偏离
Why is it that church continue to depart to go astray
因为人对于神的工作的那个法则不认识
It's because men do not understand God's way the work of his way the very principles
也不重视这些东西
and many people do not emphasize on this either
所以我们只根据我们的热心行事
therefore we only walk and work according to our zeal
我们抓住了一些好像看起来可以实行的一些真理在做
when we grab onto certain things we think that this is the truth we want to do accordingly
出现一片的混乱
therefore there is a great chaos on earth
所以弟兄姊妹们我们今天需要主的怜悯
brothers and sisters today we do need his mercy
让我们能明白神的通则
so if we understand his general principles
而我们知道圣经中有历史的部分
we know in the Bible their parts areabout the history
记载着许多个人的生活故事记载着整以色列尤其在旧约记载着以色列国的历史故事
which records personal lives and also the whole history of Israelites especially in Old Testament
我们感谢主我们的弟兄这次用尼希米记来讲到神恢复的工作
we thank the Lord that our brother this time used the book of Nehemiah toshare the work of recovery, work of God.
我们知道这个尼希米记呢是整个以色列历史的一个片段。
We know that the book of Nehemiah is one part of the whole history of God.
但是是非常好的一段历史。
Yet it is such a wonderful history.
能够解释神恢复的工作。
That will expound God's recovery work.
所有真理的实行都是特例。
All the practice of the truth are special cases.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们必须要明白通则的意义。
So brothers and sisters, we do need to understand the meaning of God's general principles.
我想在座因为很多年轻弟兄姊妹啊。
Because there are so many young brothers and sisters among us.
我希望你们能明白这个，所以我再举例子说明一下。
I hope you do understand this. Let me explain it with more examples.
比方圣经中告诉我们，人人都需要得救，对不对
？For example, the Bible tells us that everyone needs to be saved.
这个救恩呢，是一个通则。
So this salvation is one of the general principles.
而我们个人的得救是个特例。
But our personal salvation is a special case.
每一个人都是得救是不一样的。
Everyone's salvation is different.
对吧？你像如果弟兄姊妹大家做起见证来，你个人不同的见证。
Brothers and sisters, when you give your own testimonies, each person is different.
啊，有的人说呢，我生了一场大病，所以我信了主了。
Some person would say, I became so seriously ill, and later I was saved.
那是不是所有人都要生一场大病才能得救呢？
But does that mean everybody has to become so ill in order to be saved?
这是特例。
So this is a special case.
有的年轻人因为失恋了所以得救了。
Some young people, because they fell out of love, and then they are saved.
那是不是每个人都要失恋了才能得救呢？
Does it mean everybody has to fall out of love to be able to be saved?
大家就明白了，对不对？
So if I say it this way,
救恩是一个通则。
Everyone should understand this. Salvation is just a general principle.
救恩有它的一定的一个原则。
Salvation has its own principle.
但是我们每个人的得救都不一样。
But each one of our own salvation is different.
那么我们的得救见证神的救恩。
Our salvation testifies of God's salvation.
所以这一次弟兄姊妹们，我注重在通则的交通上。
So, brothers and sisters, this time my focus is upon these general principles.
我们的弟兄就用历史上以色列人历史上一个重要的片段，那么来解释这个恢复。
And our brother would use a very crucial period of time in Old Testament history to expound this principle.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
So this is a very crucial.
所以我讲，我开头的时候呢。把这个先交通一下。
Therefore, this is why at the very beginning, I just want to share.
我们昨天晚上已经和弟兄姊妹讲过。
Now, last time, I share with you.
我们讲到认识神和认识神的法则。
We talk about knowing God and knowing His principles.
我们讲了五个重要的点。
And we mentioned the 5 points.
我相信弟兄姊妹应该都还记得。
I suppose, brothers and sisters.Still remember them?
那么在创世以前
Before the creation of the world
神就做了一个完美的计划。
God has made this perfect plan.
然后到了时候他就开始怎么样来开始做创造的工作。
In the fullness of the time then he started this creation work.
我们从创世纪很清楚地看见
From Genesis we could see it very clearly.
神的创造的目的呢，有两个大的部分。
The very purpose of God's creation has 2 parts.
第一个，神创造整个万有。
First, God created the whole universe.
其实我们知道，
But actually,
当神在创世间定下那个荣耀的旨意，要使基督出现。
But actually, we all know before the creation of theA world God has decided according to his glorious will that Christ should appear. He made his son the Lord and Christ. He is the head.
然后神要创造许多的人，那么把他们建造成为基督的身体。
Then God wanted to create so many people to build them up into the body of Christ.
但是你会从创世纪第一章里面看见。
And then you could see this from Genesis 1.
神开头先创造整个万物。
At the very beginning, God created all things.
那么一共有6天的时间的创造，对吧？
And it took him 6 days to create them all.
神为什么要这样的创造呢？
And why is God created things in such a way?
因为神要先把一个培养人环境先把它建立起来。
Because God wanted to first establish the very environment in which He could cultivate man.
我们今天呢，在地上我们享受神的恩典。
Now today on earth we all enjoy His grace.
有很多基督徒啊，也不懂得这个谢饭的意思是什么。
So many our Christians do not understand what it means to give a grace at meals.
反正感觉看到饭就要祝谢的。
And it, as though when they see meals, oh, it's time to give thanks.
啊，不祝谢嘛，吃了不平安。
Otherwise, they don't feel any peace.
为什么要祝谢呢？
But why do we have to give, say a grace?
如果你从神所创造的万有来看。
In terms of the all things that God has created.
这里有主的心意在里面的。
In it, it does have God's desire. Because God wants to gain a sound, normal person. Therefore, he has first prepared everything that a man would need. We need the sunlight, we need the air, we need the water, right? Therefore, in Genesis, God first prepared all these. And also, he prepared so many fruit trees. All these living creatures. But why is God created the world in such a way? He created all things for the very purpose that is for man. And that's why we live in such a way. Not only do we need to eat, we want to eat more abundantly. We want to eat well.
很多人都是美食主义的, 吃好东西。
So many people are experts on good food, so they have eaten all kinds of good food.
神如果不创造这些东西, 你哪里去吃呢, 对不对?
But if God has not created all these things, where do you get all these good food?
所以神就老早预备了。
So God has already prepared.
所以你可以吃到美食, 但你要感恩呢, 对不对?
But of course, you could see us eat all these wonderful food, but you have to be thankful. You see how wonderful this environment God has created for us. Not only would you eat well, but also, we know it very clearly now, all the plants that God has created had some medicinal effect. Because God knows we would become ill. Therefore, we have all these medicinal effects in the plants to help us, even vitamins.
你几乎呢, 哎呀, 我就有时候进到那些商店门, 看, 哎呦, 这个神给的这是应有尽有哎。
Many times when I go into a store, I say, wow, all kinds of things I would possibly need God gave us. And we think, oh, God, man made it all. But without God's creation, where do you get it from? Not only so, your body is strong because you've eaten all these good things. God also wants men to have a sound mental state.
Oh,
therefore, God has created the earth so beautifully. I believe many of our brothers and sisters like to travel. What's the point of you traveling? That's sightseeing. Why do we want to see things?
哎呦, 一看风景, 哇, 这一片美丽的风景, 心情愉快,
because of the moment we see such beautiful thing, our hearts become joyful.
哎, 神还要叫你心情愉快,
that's why God's another purpose of creation is to make you feel joyful because the pressure from work is so much. So God allows you to go and visit things.
不仅风景, 神还创造这个世界呢, 是一个彩色的世界,
Not only just things, but God has created all things colorful. Because the world is not gray, white, or black. Why? In modern days, we know that all these colors impact our mentality. And also, God has created all kinds of sounds. Therefore, in this world, we have beautiful music. Many people, when they could not sleep at night, they have to listen to the music. Oh, this beautiful music.
当然弟兄姊妹,我不需要再拖着形容了哈。
Brothers and sisters, I don't need further explanation.
都给你预备好好。
The point is, before God created man, He has prepared everything for your mental, for your physical, and for your spiritual health.
因为神重视人。
Because God so cherished man.
神要借着人成全他的旨意。
Because God wants to accomplish His will through man.
这是我们作为基督徒啊，今天我们里面应该明白的一个道理。
This is some doctrine that all Christians should understand in their heart.
但是很可惜人堕落之后呢,
But sadly, after man fell,
人啊,这个破坏得太厉害了。
Man has damaged so many of his creation.
各式各样的疾病,
all kinds of diseases.
哎呦,那不仅外面身体疾病,这个精神上的病更是多得不得了。
Not only physical diseases, but there are so many more psychological, mental diseases.
我们看见,尤其今天这个时代。
Especially in today's age.
人这个精神的衰弱,忧郁症,厉害得不得了。
This depression, this psychological sickness is so serious.
所以我们就知道这个整个世界已经是被破坏的。
So we know the whole world has been sabotaged.
感谢神,
But thank God,
救了我们,
God has saved us.
等等我们要讲到这个恢复的工作。
Later on, we will elaborate more on the recovery work.
你看,当初神造人的时候,
You see, when God first created man,
神要人有基督的形象和样式。
God wants man to possess the image and the likeness of Christ.
这是神造人的目的。
This is the purpose of his creation of man.
神要人为神来掌权。
God wants man to have dominion.
神要人成为神的荣耀。
He wants man to be his glory.
所以这是最原始神的心意。
This is God's original will.
但是弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
我们知道人类堕落之后一切都走样了。
Now, after man has fallen, everything has been different.
因此在圣经里面告诉我们呢
Therefore, in the Bible, it tells us,
这个创造有两个部分。
There are two parts in his creation.
一个被称作旧造。
One is called old creation.
啊，在希伯来书里面讲得很清楚啊。
In Hebrews, we know this very clearly.
今天神所创造的这个物质的世界已经慢慢的开始旧了。
Today, this material world, the old creation, has become old and obsolete.
到有一天呢，神要把这个旧的创造呢，像衣服一样的卷起来。
One day, the Lord, will roll up this old creation just like He rolls up a garment.
也就把这个旧造就结束了。
Therefore, the old creation will be finished.
在创造里面，另外还有一个部分叫做新造。
But in this creation, there is another part. It's called the new creation.
弟兄姊妹，感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank God.、
啊、哥林多后书五章告诉我们。
Second Corinthians chapter 5. 若
人在基督里。
If anyone is in Christ.
那就完全是一个新造的一个环境。
He is a new creation in a new environment.
弟兄姊妹，如果你知道这个
Beloved, if you do understand
this, 你知道你基督徒的生活会有很大的转变。
You know what a big change in Christian's life will be.
如果你有了这个看见
If you have this understanding and seeing,
生死对你来讲就不算什么了。
Life and death are nothing to you.
很多基督徒就不怕死了。
So many Christians would not fear death.
因为我们知道这个旧造有一天都要结束的。
Because we do know that this old creation in the end is bound to be finished. So brothers and sisters,
神把整个旧造封闭在时间的里面。
God has shut up the old creation in time.
时间是神奇妙的一个创造。
And time is really one of the wonderful creation of God.
所以旧约传道书告诉我们。
So in Ecclesiastes in Old Testament.
一切的事物都受时间的限制。
Everything is limited by time.
生有时，死有时，对不对？
There is time to live, there is time to die.
不仅是我们每个人都有一定的年限。
Not only that each one of us has a limited time.
这个世界中间呢，反正有生命的，没有生命的都有年限。
In this world, Any object, whether it has life or not, has this limit of time. So in time, you can never find eternity. In Ecclesiastes, there is such a very important saying. That is, God created man in time. But God has given man this right to gain this eternity. Because God wants to put eternity in man. And this is why believing in Jesus is so vital. Receiving Him as your Savior is so paramount. I thank the Lord, all the brothers and sisters sitting here have been saved, have received this eternity. And time is also God's great wisdom. Today we do know the adversary's work. But please do remember, Satan can only corrupt, sabotage the old creation. And God allowed Satan to do evil in the old creation. God allows him to do so. But there is a time limitation here. When you read Revelation 12, and there is one statement, it's very special, specific. The devil knows his time is short. Isn't this very special? Because he knows that God has placed him in time. No matter how evil you would be, but there is a time limit. It's the same in man's history. Many people do wicked works, abominable works, but once he dies, it's the end of all things. Even though he might be a tyrant, but once he dies, it's the end of all. Because God has given him this limitation of time. This is all the evil, this much you could do.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
but beloved, time to Christians actually is an opportunity. In time, we want to find His grace, His favor. It's not eating and drinking, having a merry life, and that's the end of all. We want to use our time to gain more of Christ. Beloved, we're full of thanksgiving to our God that in this old creation environment, because of His great mercy, we have all found His grace. Because He has put this eternity in us. Let's all cherish our time on earth. Love your Lord dearly and follow Him.
并且呢,
and today, because we're in Christ,
这个新造是永远的,
this new creation is eternal.
魔鬼是没有办法破坏这个新造,
Satan cannot wreck it.
那个新造的天地是永不改变的,
new heaven and new earth can never be changed.
所以圣经里面讲的新天新地啊,
therefore, in the Bible, we read about this new heaven and new earth. And this is the place where we will be going in the age to come. Beloved, it is such a glorious hope. My beloved, thank our God. If anyone is in Christ, He's already in a new creation, in a new environment. Now, my beloved, let us all understand this. God created this heaven and earth from the old creation. But the enemy has sabotaged the old heaven and earth.
神在地上做恢复的工作。
Therefore, God is doing His recovery work on earth.
神要把我们恢复到什么样地步呢？
To what state that God wants us to be recovered to?
请我们记得，不是恢复到亚当夏娃那个情形。
Please do remember, He does not recover us to the state of Adam and Eve.
要恢复到新造的里面。
He wants to recover us to the new creation.
所以为什么今天基督对我们来讲这么重要？
And this is why today Christ is so important to us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So my beloved,
所以这里呢给我们看见了在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
So here we see how the very mysteryin God who created the, all things is being arranged.
所以神当初定那个荣耀的旨意。
Because God has decided this, that glorious will, and this is for His Son.
让他的儿子成为基督。
So His Son could become the Christ.
创造万有一切都为着基督。
Therefore God has created all things for Christ.
其实弟兄姊妹们，我们这就在这个物质的环境里面呢，当神创造这个万有的时候，也是为着基督的。
Actually, in this material environment, when God first created them, it's also for Christ.
这个我们呢，简直是不能想象啊。
This is simply inconceivable to us.
那么在哥罗西书一章里面讲的何等清楚啊！
In 1 Corinthians, it's being spelled out so clearly.
神是在他里面创造万有。
God created all things in Himself.
In 这个字就在他里面。
In the very word in Himself.
所以我常常想，今天研究物理的人呢，你想破了头，你也不能明白怎么这个万有是在基督里面创造的。
So I often think that all the students of physics, even they rack up all their head, they could not understand how could this.All things be created in Christ.
因为是在基督里。
Because it is in Christ.
万有呢，都具备了有基督的一些的性情在里面。
Therefore, all things have certain essence and nature of Christ.
所以当我们读圣经的时候，
So when we come to study the Bible,
你看圣经记载了好多的动物啊。
The Bible has recorded so many animals.
我们从这些动物身上都可以解释出基督的意义。
And from these animals, we could actually explain some part of Christ.
我们一看见老鹰。
When we see an eagle.
哇，属天的。
Oh, this is heavenly.
基督的属天的性情。
This is the heavenly attributes of Christ.
我们一看见了牛。
When we see a cattle.
我们就想到基督的劳苦。
And we think of the labor of Christ.
想到狮子。
When we think of a lion.
想到这个。王权。
We remember this kingship.
弟兄姊妹们。
My beloved.
并且我们的主在地上最大的一个形象就是羔羊。
And the greatest image on earth of our Lord is the Lamb.
解释基督很多的性情。
And this very Lamb could explain so many attributes of God.
各样的植物，对不对？
And we have so many plants.
一些花草，我想我不需要详细的解释。
Flowers, grasses, I don't need to go into further explanation.
还有各样的这些矿物。
And also all kinds of
金子说明
minerals.
银子说明什么意？铜说明什么意？铁说明什么意？
Gold, silver, copper, iron, what does each one mean?
所以现在我明白了，原来神创造万有是在基督里创造的。
Now we understand this. When God created all things, He created in Christ.
这多么奇妙的事情。
What a wonderful, amazing thing this is.
不仅在他里面创造，并且是借着他。
He not only created all things in Christ, but also through Christ he created them all.
到最后完全归给他。
In the end, all the things will be given on to Christ.
所以保罗在罗马书十一章里面也讲到。
Therefore, in Romans chapter 11,
他说万有是从他来的 ，from him.
Everything is from him.
本于他。
Of him.
啊，然后呢，依靠他。
And also to him, depending on him.
by him.
最后呢，归于他。
In the end, to him.
弟兄姊妹们。
My beloved.
你看，我们基督徒对今天这个万物的这个情况，我们有另外一种不同的眼光的。
Now we Christians should have a different perspective of all things.
所以自然界里面隐藏着神的奥秘。
In this natural world, God's mystery is hidden in it.
啊，当然我们知道，神创造万有，创造人类最终的目的要得到教会。
Of course, we do understand that God created the whole world and also man. In the end, He wants to gain this church.
我们真是满心感谢我们的主。
We are really filled with thanksgiving to Him.
我们知道因着有仇敌带进来的这个破坏。
Now we know that because of the destructive work brought in by Satan.
所以我们看见主在地上有所谓的恢复的工作。
Then we see our Lord has this recovery work on earth.
所以我们如果明白了圣经所启示的这些。
If we do understand all this revealed in the Bible.
今天我们处于这个黑暗的时代中，你无需要惧怕。
Today, even we are in this dark age, you don't have to fear.
我常说神实在太伟大了。
I often say, great is our Lord.
不要说我们算不得什么，仇敌在他面前也算不得什么。
We are nothing before God, but even our enemy is nothing before God.
神所以容许他还在，是因为有神的旨意的。
The reason that God allows the enemy to work on earth is because he has his purpose.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so my beloved,
我们尽可以放心地跟随主往前。
Let's just follow the Lord steadfastly and confidently.
我们愿主在我们身上能够把很多失落的东西能把它恢复起来。
May the Lord recover all that's lost in us.
我们知道在历史上面，
We know that in history,
神为着要把他这个心意向人表达，
In order to reveal God's heart's desire to man,
所以他有两个很大的作为。
He has two great works.
Works, 他有两个很大的作为。
Two great works.
一个，他就是把异象赐给人。
First, he would give man his vision.
第二个，神就是用预言。
Next is his prophecies.
为什么神要赐给人异象？
Why does God give man this vision?
我们知道异象就是神把人带回原初。
We know that visions would bring man back to original.
让人看见神原初的心意是怎样。
So that man could see God's original purpose.
所以在以色列人历史中间，以色列偏离最多的时候，先知最多。
So in Israelite history, when they deviate from God so much that that's the very time God has raised so many prophets.
今天我们同样需要异象。
Today we also need visions.
需要明白神原初教会的意义是什么。
We have to understand what is God's original purpose for the church.
所以现在不是说呢，把人做多了，礼拜堂盖大了就算成功，不是的。
It's not called a success when you build a great church building or you have brought in so many people. This is not in accordance of God's original purpose.
所以感谢神。
So thank God.
每次到以色列人偏离的时候，
when every time we see when Israelites go astray, God would raise some prophets.
神就赐给他们异象。
And God would give them visions.
所以这先知们呢，一有了这个看见，常常心里面都是很激愤，很难过的。
Every time when the prophets have this insight, when they have these visions, their hearts are stirred up. At the same time, they are very grieved.
因为他们看今天地上是儿女的光景，百姓光景，离神的心差得太远了。
Because they have seen what the disparity between God's heart and the current situation on earth.
但是这个异象也激励了很多神的儿女。
However, this vision also stirred up so many of God's children.
让他们愿意起来跟着神荣耀的旨意。
So willingly they want to rise up and follow God's glorious will.
我们晓得近代的教会历史。
We all understand the modern church history.
这群运动是一个很大的一个恢复。
We know that brethren movement is such a great recovery.
那么弟兄们在主面前被主兴起来。
Brothers are revived before God.
他们就认真地读圣经。
Very seriously they study God's word.
他们就看今天的地上的这些众基督教整个的情况。
They had an overview of current church situation.
用主的话来检验整个的情形。
They use God's words to examine them.
他们就看见很多东西都是神的话语中没有的。
And they realize there are so many things among churches were not in God's word.
那个擘饼聚会是多么重要的聚会啊。
Breaking bread is such an important gathering.
而你们忽略了。
But today's God's children have neglected it. Nobody treasure it.
所以弟兄姊妹他们就重新恢复起擘饼。
So, brother movement recovered this breaking of bread. And so many light of the truth have been discovered. That is truly a time of great light. So many of God's children no longer were deceived by religion. And this is the effect of this vision. Now, my beloved,
今天我们仍旧要仰望主的怜悯。
Today we still need to look up to His mercy. May He open our inner eyes.
叫我们真正的明白那在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
So we could truly understand the administration of the mystery, hidden in God who created all things.
若不是这样的一个看见。
If without such an understanding,
我们的侍奉定会偏差
our services are doomed to go astray.
感谢神，神不仅把异象赐给人。
So thank God, not only did He give man visions,
神也用先知们讲预言。
He also used His prophets to prophesy.
这个预言呢，很特别。
Now, all these prophetical utterances are very special.
神工作的进程和他的完成
Very unique because all these prophecies tell of God's work and the process of His work.
并且精准无比
And is absolutely accurate.
你知道今天世界上有很多宗教
You know there are so many religions on earth.
他们最不敢做的就是预言
The one thing they would never dare to do is to prophesy.
只有圣经把预言给人。
Only our Bible has given us all the prophecies.
弟兄姊妹们，因为这是创造万物之神的奥秘。
My beloved, because this is the mystery of God who has created all things.
因为出于神的，一定应验。
That which is from God will surely come to pass.
感谢神。
Thank God.
异象带我们回到。神原初的计划，永远的计划里。
Visions bring us back to His original purpose.
预言带我们向着将来神的工作的完成。
And prophecies inform us of the completion of God's work.
有时候我读启示录啊，我里面真是非常的惊异啊。
And when I read Revelation, I'm so amazed.
如果你要对付仇敌，对不对
？If you want to deal with the enemy，
你最好不要告诉他将来会发生什么。
If you want to deal with your enemies， you would not dare to tell him what's going to happen in the future。
你讲的话呢，他会躲。
The moment you let it out， of course he would try to avoid it。
但是圣经啊，把这个魔鬼将来的情况啊，他会什么样，会怎么堕落，怎么倾斜？给他写得一清二楚的。
But our Bible has detailed everything about the devil. How would he fall? What he's going to do?
我想说，你这不是让魔鬼知道了吗
？And I'm thinking, isn't that the devil would know it all?
你两个国家打仗都要保密的，对不对
？When two countries are fighting against each other,
你把你的秘密通通告诉人，你还打什么仗呢
？Each one will try to keep the secrets. If you let your secrets out, what's the battle for?
但是弟兄姊妹，你要相信神的话。
But my beloved, believe in God's word.
神说，你这个魔鬼将来走到哪里，从那个地方掉下去，就要从那掉下去。
When the Bible says at a certain point the devil would fall, exactly he fell at that specific time.
我相信魔鬼也看了启示录。
I believe the devil also read Revelation.
诶，你定规这样吗？我偏不这样，诶，到时候就是这样。
He would say, "Oh, you want it to happen this way. I don't want it to this way, but in the end, it's going to happen as God says."
这就是预言的奇妙。
My beloved, this is the wonder of prophecy.
所以今天你作为神的儿女
，Now today as God's children,
你一定要尊重神的预言。
Respect prophecies of God.
我们知道圣经中有很多的预言都已经应验。
We know that in the Bible, so many of the prophecies have been fulfilled.
我们从一个年长的弟兄告诉我们。
One elder brother told us.
圣经的预言下一个要应验的。
The next prophecy in the Bible to be fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹，今天晚上我会告诉你们了，听清楚啊。
My beloved, tonight I will tell you all.
下一个预言要应验的。
Listen carefully. Next prophecy to be fulfilled.
就是活着被提。
That is rapture while you are alive.
所以今天有很多青年弟兄姊妹。
Today we have many young brothers and sisters.
恐怕等不到你们完全成长，主就来了。
It's very likely before you all grow mature, the Lord has come. You have to prepare yourself. Brothers and sisters,
那个时候我里面就有一个荣耀的盼望。
From then on, there is this glorious hope in me.
我天天都为这个东西做预备。
Now daily, I want to prepare myself for this.
今天晚上我没办法讲怎么去预备啊。如果那一讲的话呢，后面这又没得讲了。
Tonight, I do not have time to tell you how to prepare yourself. Otherwise, I won't be able to go on to other things.
请我们记得下一个预言要应验的是活着被提。
Please do remember this. Next prophecy to be revealed is rapture while you are alive.
你千万不要忽略这个。
Never, never neglect this.
你不要到了那天，哇，周围的弟兄姊妹都被提了，就我们留下了。
Don't be like this on that very day that all the brothers and sisters have been raptured and you alone are left behind. And the Bible says you will be gnashing your teeth and be very remorseful.
我已经讲了，刚已经讲了，神的预言的这个权威啊，这是没有人能撼动。
I just mentioned that the very authority of his prophecies is that it can never be shaken.
因为他告诉魔鬼说你这样这样这样你到最后就落在那样。
Just like he has told the devil this and that is going to happen to you, exactly it will be brought to fruition.
撒旦再恶也不能抗拒。
Whatever evil the Satan might become, he cannot resist it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Now, my beloved.
所以今天神用异象支配他在地上的工作。
Today, God uses his virtuesvisions to control all the work on earth.
神用预言激励我们好好的起来爱主跟随主。
And God uses his prophecies to, to stir us up, to, press us on to do his word, to follow him.
Okay. 这样我把昨天晚上漏掉这一段把它补全了。
And this is the part I left out last night.Now,
进入今天的第二篇信息。
I make it complete of my yesterday's sharing from now on. Second day's sharing.
我们知道神定了荣耀的旨意，神就开始在做创造的工作。
We know that once God has decided his glorious purpose, he starts to work to create.
但是很奇妙的在创世纪第一章
Amazingly, in Genesis chapter 1,
神把这个恢复录的原则告诉我们。
He actually has told us the very principles of his recovery work.
因为你读创世纪第一章第一节第二节的时候，
When you read verse 1 and 2 of Genesis,
因为原来神创造了一个天地，
originally God has created a heaven and earth, but that has been destroyed by the enemy. So the earth was destroyed, therefore it became formless void and darkness is over the face of the deep. So seriously speaking, Genesis 1 is the recovery work of God. In it, yes, there is creation. Because in the first world, he created, there was no man. But in the second world, there was man. So it qualifies God's creation for his qualification. It qualifies for the very purpose of his creation. But Genesis 1 also tells us the method and strategy of God's recovery work.
弟兄姊妹,你要知道, 这个创世纪第一章啊, 实在是一章奇妙的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, you have to know Genesis chapter 1 is such an amazing chapter.
远比你从外面所看的要深奥得多。
It's more profound than you could read it literally.
弟兄姊妹们,
Now, my beloved,
神把他所有工作的法则也放在这张圣经的里面。
God has spelled out all the principles of his works.
所以我们今天要与神同工。
Today, we have to co-work with him.
你必须知道神是怎么做工的。
Then we have to understand how he works.
这里呢,一共有这个七个点。
There are 7 points.
哎呀,我今天时间好像又不够了。
It seems I'm running out of time again.
不过呢,我想我讲简单一点。Therefore, 你自己多花时间思想,好吧?
I'll share them very simply, but brother and sister, you yourself have to spend more time to think of it.
神的工作第一个重点, 第一个方法,
the first method of God's work.
就第二节里面讲的, 神的灵运行在水面,
that is what's said in verse 2. God's Spirit was hovering over the face of the water.
圣灵的工作,
that is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们晓得我们天父是计划者,
we know that our Father, Heavenly Father, plans everything.
那么主耶稣是成全者,
and our Lord Jesus Christ is the one who executes his plan.
而圣灵是执行者,
and our Lord Jesus Christ is the one who accomplished the work, and the Holy Spirit is the one that executes what Christ has accomplished.
他把基督所完成的做在教会里面,
and he is working the accomplished work that Christ has done in the church.
所以你看见开头是圣灵的运行,
so we see at the very beginning the Holy Spirit hovers.
原文的意思就像母鸟啊, 这个抚育小鸟一样,
as in its original, it's just like a mother bird hatches its young chicks.
它这个运行是带来生命的,
and this hoverings, a hovering brings forth life.
我想弟兄姊妹,我们不仅是从圣灵重生的,
so, brothers and sisters, not only are we born of the Holy Spirit, but in all our life, we do need the leading of the Holy Spirit. Just as he hovers over the face of the water, many explanations on this verse. Someone says it represents death. But actually, water is closely related to life. Here it speaks of the work of the Holy Spirit. I believe I don't need to go into much detail yet. Second thing, God speaks, God's word. In Genesis 1,
这个神说话, 一共出现11次,
God speaks, this phrase has appeared 11 times.
这里告诉我们，只有神说了话才有。
It tells us that only when God speaks,
神说有光就有光。
Then it was so. When God says, "Let there be light," there is light.
弟兄姊妹们。
Now, brothers and sisters, today we'll have the Bible in our hands.
但是我们仍旧需要主说话。
We still need God to speak to us.
需要圣灵的在里面感动的话。
We need the word being touched by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们今天呢，知道圣经是为基督做见证。
Today we all know that the Bible is testifies of the Christ.
只有圣灵解开主的话。让我们明白了基督的意义，才得到生命。
But only when the Holy Spirit unfolds the word of Christ, then you receive. After you understand it, you receive life.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So my beloved，
一个神的儿女需要听见神的声音。
A child of God needs to hear God's voice.
约翰福音第五章里面讲得很清楚啊。
Chapter 5 of John tells us clearly.
只有当我们听见神的话，我们里面才活得过来。
Only when we hear God's voice, then our hearts are quickened.
但是今天呢，弟兄姊妹，我们知道神在地上借着人说话。
Brothers and sisters, today we know that God speaks through men on earth today.
这个对我们来讲是极大的考验。
This is a great trial to all of us.
今天讲台不是一个表演口才的地方。
Today this pulpit is not a place that you show off.
讲台传递神话语的地方。
You show off your elegant your utterance.
以弗所书第四章告诉我们。
Now this is the pulpit is the place where God speaks in Ephesians 4.
第二章，对不起。
Excuse me, chapter 2.
是使徒和先知是那个根基啊。
Apostles and prophets are the foundation of the church.
这里说明了那个说话的原则，一个使徒是奉差遣。
It tells us the principle of speaking for God. Apostles are sent.
神叫你去说，你才能说。
That is when God sent you to speak, then you speak.
我们好些这些弟兄们呢，有的时候啊，根本就没有遵照神的心意啊。
Today, many of the brothers and sisters are not speaking according to God's heart. I even heard people say this.
跑了个教会说，哎，弟兄啊，我有两篇信息很好啊，你要不要啊？我
This person would go to a church saying, "Brother, I have two great messages. Do you want them?"
自己找道讲啊。
He's trying to find a place to preach.No, he should be sent by God.
神没有差你，你根本不能去的。
But if God has not sent you, you should not go.
先知是启示的原则。
Now, prophets are the principle of revelation.
没有生命的言语，你是不能讲的。
The word without life cannot be uttered.
当然，我自己经常在讲道啊。
Of course, I often preach.
我很多时候仰望主的怜悯。
Many times I have to look to the Lord for His mercy.
不容易。
It's not easy.
但是呢，神说话对教会、对神的儿女是多么重要的。
But how crucial this is that the word of God is to His children, to the church.
神的话有能力。
Because God's word is power.
凝聚的能力。
He has this condensing power.
所以希伯来书特别告诉我们
Therefore, in Hebrews we read,
这个物质的宇宙
This material universe
是因为神说话
It is because God has spoken
它有能量
And His word carries power
聚集了所以才有物质的出现
So the world has been condensed together and then all the materials show up
这是二十世纪的人才明白的东西。
This is something people in the 20th century finally understand, brothers and sisters.
需要神说话。
We need God to speak.
教会需要神的话。
The church needs God's word.
所以我们需要祷告。
That's why we need to pray.
弟兄姊妹们需要祷告。
My beloved, we need to pray.
求主。
We ask.
使用更多的人能把主的话带进来。
The Lord.To raise up more people to bring in God's word.
讲道的人需要仰望神的带领。
preachers need to look up to God's leading.
听话的人要祷告。
Those who hear also need to pray.
求主让我们能听见神的话。
We pray to him that we could actually hear his voice.
第三件事情。
Now, the third thing.
就是分开这个。
That is to separate.
这个分开呢其实就是圣别的意思。
To
sanctify 的意思。
To separate it is just to sanctify.
这个字呢在第一章里面呢出现过五次。
Five times it appears in chapter one.
这里明明告诉我们是不一样的东西是不能相合的要分开来的。
It tells us very expressly different things cannot be put together because they're not in harmony.
所以神说它是圣洁的。
But when God says this is holy,
所以你需要分开。
God says He is holy. That's why we need to separate.
在第一章里面讲到光和暗要分开。
Therefore, in chapter 1, we see the separation between light and darkness.
昼和夜要分开。
We see the separation between night and day.
上面的水和下面的水要分开。
We see the separation of the waters above the firmament and from the waters below the firmament.
所以难怪到了利未记里面。
No wonder in Leviticus.
连神的百姓吃的东西都要分开。
Even people, Israelite food needs to be sanctified, to be set apart.
你知道我们中国人吃的很多好东西啊，犹太人都不能吃的。
You know many of the good things that Chinese eat.The Jews cannot.
如果我们按照那个利未记生活的话呢
if,
那你很多好东西都不能吃。
But if we live by Leviticus, then so many things, good things we cannot eat either.
神明确定下什么是可吃什么不可吃。
God has clearly spelled out what is edible, what is not.
天与地要分开。
Heavens and earth needs to be divided.Church is the heavenly. Do not bring secular things into church. Now, in the church, the fleshy and also the spiritual need to be separated. John tells us clearly that that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
对不起，没有时间去举例子说明吧。
I'm very sorry. I really don't have time to illustrate this with examples.
第四个点。
Now, the point four.
这里讲到有晚上有早晨。
So, there were evening and morning.
这一句话呢，在第一章里面出现六次。
Six times.So the evening and the morning appears six times.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
是神定规的。
God has decided this evening and morning.
我们人生出来我们就知道晚上要睡觉白天要起来对不对
When a man is born, we know that at night we need to sleep, in the morning, we need to get up. We do not understand why though.
因为神定规的。
Because God has decided it.
为什么晚上睡觉白天起来呢
Why is it we sleep at night and we get up during the day?
原来这里面包含着很重要的一个原则。
Actually, it contains a very important principle.
我们都知道在新约圣经里面这个睡跟死是同一个意义。
We all know that in the New Testament, when...We say you sleep, it's just as the same as saying you die.
所以很简单的是晚上你要死一下。
Simply put, at night you need to die.
白天你就要活。
And during the day you need to live.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个死是一个安息啊。
Brothers and sisters, this death is actually rest.
最好的睡眠是什么
？What is the best sleep?
睡死了。
That you sleep like a log.
对不对？哎呀，人家问你昨天晚上睡得好不好啊
？When people ask you how did you sleep last night?
昨天晚上我睡死了。哎呀。
You say, "Oh, I sleep so well as though I was dead."
但是可怜了，人堕落之后啊。
But it's quite a pity after man fell.
很多人躺在床上就是不安息。
Even though many people lay in bed, there was no rest.
该死死不了。
At the time they should die, they could not die.
整晚上在那折腾不已。
All night they're tossing and turning.
所以到了早晨要活又活不好。
So in the morning, they're supposed to live. They could not do it either.
对呀，脾气也不好。
They end up with bad temper.
你看我们违反了神的定律。
That's all because we violate God's set laws.
我们知道这是主耶稣钉十字架带来一个更重要的一个经历。
But we also know that this is a very important experience from the Lord's being nailed on the cross.
基督徒要懂得怎么样经历基督的死，经历基督的复活。
We Christians need to know how to experience Christ's death as well as His resurrection.
这成了我们今天的侍奉生活一个重要的准则。
Now, this has become a very important standard to all the Christians.
所以你知道吗？
Do you know this?
师母曾经这样说。
Sister Bing Lewis said this once.
她说有对的死。才有活的果效。
If you have the right death, then you would have this effect of living.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们，你就像我们今天我像晚上睡觉一样。
My beloved, it's actually very much like when we sleep. If at the time you should sleep and you don't,
所以你就活不好。
You cannot live well.
今天。只有十字架的死带来真正的安息。
Today, only the death brought forth by the cross can give you true rest.
只有十字架的死叫我们能活在跟前，活在神跟前，活得对。
Only through the death of the cross could we live right before God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你仔细的读啊。
So, brothers and sisters, as you read it closely.
创造的前六天。
And the first 6 days of God's creation.
每一天都是有晚上有早晨。
Every day you will see this, so the evening and the morning.
但是到了第二章的第七天。
But when we come to the seventh day of chapter 2,
就再也没有提到有晚上有早晨。
There is no more, so the evening and the morning being mentioned.
那就是整个进入安息。
That tells us that the whole creation has entered into rest.
弟兄姊妹，将来主来的日子
My beloved, on the day when the Lord returns, all of His children enter into His rest.
哎呀，今天我们有时候感觉在地上做人呢，很辛苦啊。
A lot of the time, we would feel it's so wretched to be a man on earth.
天天都不安息。
Daily, we do not have rest.
对不对？这两天大家在这聚会觉得很安息。
But in these few days, we are all in the meeting. We all feel at rest.
你想到过两天要回去了，又不安息。
But the moment you think of in 2 days that you're going back to your previous world, we lose our rest.
第五个点。
Point five.
叫做各从其类。
According to its kind.
啊，这是在神工作中间一个重要的一个法则。
This is a very essential, important principle of God's work.
这句话出现过六次，五次。
And 5 times it appears in this chapter.
到后来挪亚呢，让这些野兽、这些动物进方舟时候，也再提到两次各种鸡类。
When Noah allowed all the animals to enter into the ark, and also it's mentioned twice.
神从一本造出万有。
God has created all things from one blood.
但是各有各的特性。
But each one has its own, unique characteristics.
这里神让我们看见一件事情。
Here God allows us to see one thing. Life cannot cross over its set boundary.
你看这个一直到今天都是这样。
Even until today, it remains true.
动物有动物的生命，飞鸟有飞鸟的生命。
Animals have their own lives.
鱼有鱼的生命。
The birds, the fish. all have their own. Man has our own. And here it tells us specifically. The natural life, the heavenly life cannot be mixed. Today, as we follow the Lord on earth, in all these areas, how easily we would make mistakes. Often we serve Him, we follow Him with our natural life. Natural life can never replace spiritual life. So, according to its kind, it is a very important, repeat, very important principle.
对不起,时间已经到了,你们再借我个十分钟,好不好?
Excuse me, my time is up, but can I borrow a few minutes from you?
第六个点,
Point six.
神的工作就, 从简单达到丰盛,
God's work proceeds from simple to abundance.
这是一个生命成长的过程,
this is just a life growing process.
也是一个种子的原则,
and this is also the principle of seed.
一个种子种下去,
when you plant a seed, it needs to grow.
慢慢它生长成一棵大树,
and gradually it grows into a big tree.
慢慢它就结满了果实,
and gradually it bears all kinds of fruit.
它就从简单达到丰富,
so from simplicity to abundance.
所以呢, 我们基督徒属灵的生命也应该是这样,
likewise our Christian spiritual life should be like this.
一年年的过来, 天父寄望我们长大,
year by year, our Heavenly Father desires us to grow.
你不能永远做小孩,
you should never be a child forever.
所以我们要让神看见我们一年年过来生命有成长,
we want to let God see that as years go by, our life actually matures.
这是神在恢复的工作中间他所要做的,
this is something that God wants to attend to do in his recovery work.
最后第七个点,
lastly, point seven.
从个人到团体,
from individual to the corporate.
所以这就是生养众多的原则,
that's what it means to be fruitful and multiply.
弟兄姊妹, 在个人的身上, 神要恢复基督的形象,
my beloved, in you individually, that God wants to recover the image of Christ.
在团体,
in the corporate body,
要恢复基督的身体,
he wants to recover the body of Christ.
所以你看见在创世纪第一章,
so you see in Genesis 1,
神不仅创造了这个物质的世界,
God not only has created the material world,
神也启示出他整个创造过程中间他使用的方式,
he also reveals the methods he used among all the creation process. Therefore, we shared on 7 points. Today, we want to serve him well. Then we have to follow God's principles. I hope that God would place all these words in every brother and sister's heart. I often say this, the Lord is coming back. We really don't have too many opportunities to follow Him on earth. May we all walk in the very way that's pleasing to Him. This is so important. Brothers and sisters, remember this. Remember it tonight. Remember this, the next prophecy to be fulfilled, which will appear at any time. In this urgent time, may the Lord speak to our hearts. Please bow your head, let's pray.
主啊, 我们真是满心的感谢你,
Lord, we're filled with thanksgiving in heart.
你向着我们这些蒙恩得救的人。
To us who are saved by your grace.
从来都不隐藏你的心意。
You have never hidden your will.
你要使我们所有的人都能明白你的旨意。
You want all of us to understand your will.
感谢你，很多的事情对我们来讲是奥秘。
We give thanks to you, even though many things are mysteries to us.
但是圣灵透过你的话，使我们能明白这个奥秘。
But Holy Spirit, through your words, enables us to understand your word.
但愿我们在地上还有不多的日子。
In the limited time we have on earth,
我们生活工作都在你话语的光中。
May our work, our living.Are in your words, in your mind.
真理的圣灵引我们进入实际。
May the Spirit of the truth lead us into a reality.
我们仰望你自己的怜悯。
We look to you for your mercy.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.